الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا. أحمده سبحانه وتعالى وأشكره، وهو أهل الحمد والثناء. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who revealed the book to his servant Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and did not make any distortion to it. I praise him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the exalted one and the high. And I thank him. It is he who deserves the praise and gratitude. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has no partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a servant to Allah and his messenger, who was chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O Allah, let your blessing and your peace be on your servant and your messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and on his family and his companions. In continuation of our series of Asma'ullah al-Husna, the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, today's khutbah is about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Latif, subtle with his slaves. It means that He, Almighty, is always with you. He hears your voice. He knows what is in your mind and heart of ideas, thoughts, ambitions, conflicts, opinions, beliefs, imaginations, and conceptions. He also knows what is in your heart of trouble, pains, worries, hardships, pressures, distress, fears. He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His being with you is not at all obvious or heavy. You should know for sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always with you. Yet you do not feel that He is with you. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's being with you is not obvious or heavy. In this context, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the subtle, the all kind, says, and He is, means He is with you wherever you may be. And Allah is the all-seer of what you do. He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glory to Him, also says, means there is no secret counsel of three, but He, Allah, is their fourth. Nor of five, but He is their sixth. Nor of fewer than that or more, but He is with them, wherever they may be. And afterwards, on the day of resurrection, He will inform them of what they did. Verily, Allah is the all-knower of everything. The word Latif here means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Almighty is too subtle to be heard or seen, although we feel that He is always with us. In the same context, Abu Huraira, the venerable companion, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, was one day out with some people when the holy angel Jibril came to him asking, "What is faith?" He, peace be upon him, answered, "Faith is to believe in Allah and His angels, books, the encounter with Him, His messengers, and the resurrections." He, Jibril, asked, "What is Islam?" Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, said, Islam is to worship Allah alone and associate none with Him, to perform a prayer, to give the ordained zakat, and to fast during the whole month of Ramadan. Jibril asked, "What is good, perfect work?" He, peace be on him, answered, "It is to worship Allah as if you saw Him. For even if you don't see Him, He sees you. O Allah, make us fear You as if we saw You." Therefore, the first meaning of the Arabic word latif is something that is too tiny or subtle to be seen or felt. And since Allah Almighty is far exalted above any physical incarnation, since nothing is like Him of Him, since it is impossible to have Him confined in a certain place or time, because He is the one who created both place and time. And since Allah is free from all qualities and properties of His creation, where is Allah? He Almighty, most subtle, is everywhere with all things, but not like a thing in a thing. He encompasses in knowledge all things. He is with all things, above all things, beside all things, but He cannot be confined in a certain place, directions or volume. But what does the word volume here mean? This glass of water, for example, occupies a certain space and has a certain weight, height, diameter. It occupies a certain space on the table or anywhere else. But our Lord Allah Almighty does not occupy space and cannot be confined by a certain direction, place, or time, or anything else. Therefore, when we read Allah's words, translation, and your Lord comes with the angels and rows, we should understand that Allah does not come in Himself, but what comes is His divine command and punishment. Sometimes someone is profligate and deviate, yet his days are as usual. Every morning he gets up in good health and has his normal food and drink. He still enjoys his high social rank, power, and tyranny. But suddenly he is inflicted with a serious, incurable disease, or suffers great pains in his chest or any other part of his body. Here we say, your Lord has come. Your Lord's commands or punishment has come. Therefore, when we say that Allah is latif, subtle, this means that He does not occupy a certain space and cannot be confined by a certain direction, place, or time. He cannot be incarnated in a certain physical body or image, nor is He divisible or confined by anything. Since Allah Almighty is far exalted above being incarnated or confined, He is described in Arabic as being latif, in the sense that He is too subtle to be felt or seen. Hence Allah's beautiful divine name, Al-Latif. Allah is with you all the time, but you do not see or feel Him because He is too subtle to be seen or felt. Sometimes you do something that displeases Allah, and here, therefore, soon punished for it. This means that He sees you. Sometimes you intend to do something that displeases Allah, and you find that He soon punishes you. This means that He knows your intentions. He is so subtle that you do not feel His existence, because His existence is not heavy on you, although He exists and even stands between man and his own heart, and knows all secrets and what lurks behind such secrets. He knows what was, what is, what will be, and what is not. If it were, how it would be. He knows all about you, while you do not feel or see him. This is because he is subtle and knows your innermost feelings, emotions, ambitions, intentions, conflicts, and sorrows. Yes, indeed, he knows all about you while you do not feel or see him. As long as a true believer worships Allah and believes that he sees him in all places and times, he is well behaved even when he is by himself. He does not see Allah with his eyes, but he sees him with his mind. True believers always watch their steps with their Lord, Allah Almighty, Most Gracious, simply because they believe that he is constantly watching them. The stronger your faith in Allah is, the more conscious of him you are. In this context, Allah Almighty, Most Gracious, addressed Moses in a divine hadith, "O Moses, do you like me to be your sitter?" Moses, peace be upon him, asked, "O Lord, how can this be?" Allah Most Gracious said, "Don't you know that I sit with those who remember me, and that wherever my slave seeks me, he finds me?" Now, while performing prayer, Muslims say, "Allah hears whoever extols praises to him." But do they know that this sentence means? It means that the Lord addresses you, "O my slave, I hear you, so extol praises to me." But where is Allah? Therefore, whenever you stand to perform a prayer, you should know that you stand before Allah, Almighty, Most Gracious. In this context, Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, said, "Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, would be speaking to us, and we would be speaking to him. He would be sitting with us, and we would be sitting with him. But when it was time for prayer, it would be as if he had never known us, and we had never known him." This is how a true Muslim should be. A person usually takes great care of his appearance when he is invited to a meeting, an official or an important one, who is a human being just like him. He gets hungry, gets thirsty, gets tired, gets angry, and even dies. What should he do when he stands to perform a prayer before the Almighty? Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one, the judge, he should know that Allah is latif, subtle. He is there, but he is subtle. His non-material divine existence cannot be perceived by senses. Such is the first meaning of Allah's beautiful divine name, Latif. The second meaning of Allah's beautiful divine name, Latif, is that he Almighty knows secrets and minute details of all things. The word Latif can also be used to describe someone who is proficient and skillful in his job and can do what others can't do. In this sense, when we say that Allah is Latif, it means that he is omniscient or all-knower of all things. You may understand something only from outside, but fails to understand its deep secrets or the hidden intentions lurking behind it. In fact, the more knowledgeable and experienced you are, the more you understand secrets of things and intentions behind them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Latif. He knows the real motives lurking behind your deeds and intentions. It is he who knows all secrets and realities of all things, including people's innermost ambitions and intentions. which other fellow human do not know. Therefore, it is Allah alone who knows all secrets and realities of all things, as well as their causes and effects. This is the second meaning of Allah's beautiful divine name, Latif, the one who knows everything about all things. The third meaning of Allah's beautiful name, divine name, Latif, is that He is ever all kind to His slaves. He is infinitely kind to them, although they don't feel or know that. He disposes of their affairs in the most beneficial way while they are headless. For example, in hot summer days, while people are completely unconscious, He makes fruits ripe for them. He alternates conditions and circumstances for the benefits of His slaves while they are completely headless and unconscious. In this context, Allah Most Gracious saying means Allah is ever all kind to His slaves. He gives provision to whom He wills, and He is all strong, almighty. This is the third meaning of Allah's beautiful divine name, Latif. He, Almighty, Most Gracious, is ever all kind to His slaves. The fourth and the greatest meanings of this divine name that proposed by Imam al-Ghazali, Allah Most Gracious is Latif in the sense that He, glory to Him, knows minute details of things and takes His slave from one condition to another most gently. A small child has to have new teeth instead of first deciduous ones. For if it had permanent teeth from the beginning, and while its mouth were still too small, its appear would be unacceptable, and its teeth would be too big for its small mouth. If it had teeth while still sucking milk from its mother's breast, it would harm him thereby. Therefore, in its first year, an elephant has no teeth, but then it develops primary deciduous teeth that are afterward changed into permanent ones. But this change goes on most easily and smoothly. In other words, Allah Most Gentle caused an infant's milk teeth to change into permanent ones most gently and painlessly. No dentist in the whole world can take out a tooth from a small infant without making it cry. Even with injections causes lots of pain that makes an infant cry painfully. But our Lord Allah, the Most Kind, causes an infant milk teeth to melt away little by little, while the infant feels no pain at all. Therefore, as Imam al-Ghazali says, Al-Latif, the All-Kind and Subtle, is He who knows the realities and secrets of interest and grants them to those who deserve them gently without any violence. Sometimes you love something that is improper or dangerous for you. Therefore, Allah Almighty, Most Gracious, imposes on you a certain solution gradually. In a period of 5 years, for instance, He afflicts you with some troubles whereby He removes 5% of His love. And after a couple of weeks, He afflicts you with some other troubles whereby He removes 10%. And then after another couple of weeks, 15%, after 2 or 3 months, you say, that's enough, I can't stand that anymore. In other words, there is something improper that you love, but Allah removes from you your love for it most gently and gradually. This is how wine was first prohibited in Islam. The Arabs loved wine and were strongly attached to it. If Allah had forbidden Muslims to give up wine altogether by one Quranic command, perhaps half of them would have rejected Islam. But Allah is most gentle and kind. He Most Gracious sent down
An indirect reference to wine saying means, and from the fruit of date palm and grapes you drive strong drink and goodly provision. Verily, in it is indeed a sign for people who have wisdom. In this verse, Allah Most Kind gives an indirect reference to the fact that although wine may be a kind of provision, and although some people might think that it is goodly provision, it is by no means is good, because it is an intoxicant. This is the first reference. But then Allah Almighty says, O you who believe, approach not the prayer when you are in a drunken state, until you know what you utter, nor when you are in a state of a major ritual impurity, except when traveling on the road, until you wash your whole body. This means that if you desire to drink wine, it was okay, but they had to avoid it when they stood up to perform a prayer. Later on, Allah Most Gracious sent down, they ask you, O Muhammad, concerning alcoholic drink and gambling, say, in both of them is a great sin and some benefits for men, but the sin of them is greater than their benefit. And they ask you, Muhammad, concerning what they should spend, say, that they which is obeyed and beyond your needs. Thus Allah makes clear to you His laws in order that you may give thoughts. The above Quranic verse shows clearly that benefits of wine are only for those who deal in it and earn their living from it. Afterwards, Allah Most Kindly prohibited wine altogether, saying, O you believe, intoxicants, all kinds of alcoholic drinks, gambling, ansab, animals that are sacrificed for idols, and aslam, arrows for seeking luck or decisions, are an abomination of shaitan's work, so avoid it in order that you may be successful. Therefore, the gradual and most wise way in which Allah, glory to Him, prohibited wine shows clearly that He is most kind and most gentle. Another example is when a young man goes to the masjid to attend a religious lecture or preaching. He thinks it is really nice lecture and I would like to attend more other than lecture. This, although he might be sinful in many ways, however, due to His infinite divine kindness, our Lord Allah does not cause him to remember his numerous former sins. Although at once, every now and then, Allah Most Kind remind him of one of his former sins or misdeeds. He causes him to think, such thing is unlawful. I feel most regretful. I was so ignorant. This helps him give up his sins and misdeeds. If he were given an immediate list of all his sins and misdeeds, he would reject the whole religious affairs altogether. However, Allah Most Kindly gradually reminds him of his former sins and helps him quit such sins one by one. After 6 or 8 months of gradual treatment, he gives up all his sins. Allah Most Gentle may also cause another human being to remind him kindly, saying, Dear brother, such a deed is unlawful. You should not do such a thing. You should not attend such a meeting. You should not sell such illegal merchandise. Allah Almighty manages all things in a smooth, gradual way, for He is most gentle in dealing with His slaves. Someone might be more hopeful than fearful, and therefore Allah Most Kind frightens him. And someone else might be more fearful than hopeful. Therefore Allah Most Kind reassures him and makes him more hopeful. Accurate knowledge combined with gradual work. This is the most accurate and most comprehensive meaning of the word Latif. And the one who deserves to be described by this word is someone who knows the realities and secrets of interest, and then once he has got such knowledge, he conveys such interest to those who deserve them gently and smoothly, without any violence. For example, if a father's sons commit a religious or moral misdeeds, he may punish him severely and violently. But it is better for the father to observe his son step by step and to direct him by constant but compassionate punishment and encouragement, and sometimes even by turning away from him. After 2 or 3 months, the son willingly and freely returns to the straight path. In this way, the father takes his son from a state of sinfulness to reform and repentance, but all in a smooth, gentle way that does not destroy him, hurt his feelings, or cause him great pain. Hence, a believing educator is Latif in the sense that he teaches and brings up people from one condition to another most tenderly and gently. An Arabian once entered the mosque while Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, and his venerable companion were performing prayer. And because he desired to hurry up and catch up with them in prayer, he made lots of noise and disturbances. When prayer was over, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, turned to the man saying gently, "May Allah increase you in care, but do not do this again." He, peace be upon him, showed utmost tenderness to the man and counseled him gently. This is because Allah is gentle and he loves those who are gentle. To this effect, Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, says, "Verily Allah grants in return for gentleness that which he does not grant in return for violence. Teach and do not reproach. For someone who teaches is better than someone who reproaches. Of Allah's gentleness and kindness to his slaves is that he most generous, gives them more than what they need, and imposes on them things that are within their abilities. For example, he imposed on them 5 prayers a day. Each prayer takes about only 20 minutes. This means that all prayers take only 1 hour and 40 minutes a day. If he imposed on you to perform 50 prayers a day instead of 5, you would not be able to be committed to them. Similarly, he enjoins on you the fast for the whole month of Ramadan every year. If he enjoined on you to fast for 6 continuous months, you would not be able to fast for that long period of time. Allah is most kind in his divine commands and creation. If you need the special sophisticated equipment to eat an apple, for example, it would be too hard to eat, but you need only a small knife or even nothing to eat it. If you needed a special key to open an egg, and if you had to look for the key, which you may not find, life would be unbearable. All you have to do is simply to hit it at a hard thing like a side of a plate, peel it, and then eat it. Allah's divine kindness makes a peach, an orange, or a bunch of grapes so easy for you to bake and eat. Each fruit has its own different taste, shape, composition, and stature. If an apple were as hard as a rock, how would you eat it? You would need a special stone mill to order to eat an apple, or make some apple juice. But due to his infinite divine kindness, Allah has made an apple so easily eaten. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة. Supplicate me Allah accept our supplication this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He who disposes of all things, is the most wise. He who brings them into existence is the most generous. He who gives them their forms and structure is the most wise shaper. He who puts all things in their proper places is the most just. He who knows everything about all things is al-latif, the subtle, the latif, the all-kind. Is he who gives his slaves more than they need and less than they can bear, al-latif, the most gentle. Is he who makes hard things easy, helps his slaves to do good things and accepts such good things from them, and al-latif, is he who has full power over his slaves, yet he does not disclose their secret sins and misdeeds, who gives his slaves and suffices them, who bestows his favors in abundance upon his slaves, and whose knowledge bespeaks his perfection. As for man's share of Allah's beautiful divine name, Al-Latif, it is to be kind to other fellow human and to be gentle with them when calling them to Allah, most gracious. In this context, Allah most kind addressed his two holy brother prophets, Moses and Aaron, peace be upon them, go, both of you, to Pharaoh, verily he has transgressed, and speak to him mildly. Perhaps he may accept admonitions or fear Allah. They said, Our Lord, verily we fear lest he should hasten to banish us or lest he should transgress. He, Allah, said, Fear not. Verily I am with you, both hearing and seeing. It happened once that a man entered upon a king, saying, I shall admonish you harshly. The king said, Why harshly, brother? Verily, Allah sent someone who was better than you to another who was worse than me. He sent Moses and Aaron to Pharaoh and commanded them, speak to them mildly. Therefore, if you know anything bad about your fellow humans, try to veil it and be kind to them. If you intend to do anything, try to be kind and gentle. If you desire to have someone do something, try to make such thing easy and achievable. Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, was once in the midst of devoted prayer to the Lord Almighty was someone of his venerable companions when he suddenly heard a baby cry. Therefore, he hurriedly finished his most enjoyable prayer for the sake of the baby, whose mother was among the worshippers. When you call other fellow humans to Allah, try to be kind, gentle, and merciful. Religious scholars say that knowledgeable preachers should invite people to good things gently and kindly, not violently or harshly, simply because
they are enlightened by Allah's divine light. Since Allah is subtle and most kind to His knowledge, existence, and acts, you as a true believer should assume such great qualities for your own self. إلهي إن ألطافك أحاطت بالموجودات وعمت الكائنات وإن لك نفحات إذا سرت في قلب عاقل أيقظته أو عبد المذنب قربته وإن لك لحظات جعلت أولياءك عندك في أعلى الدرجات ولك ألطاف صيرت الواصلين لا يلتفتون إلى الحياة. إلهي ألطف بنا عند سؤال الملائكة الأطهار وأشهدنا تجلي لطفك في النفس والآفاق فأنت الواحد الأحد الخلاق وأنت على كل شيء قدير فيا خفي الألطاف نجنا مما نخاف. يا الله يا جميل يا جليل اللطف ألطف بنا لطفك الذي لطفت به لأوليائك وانصرنا بالرعب الشديد على أعدائك إنك على كل شيء قدير. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أقول قولي هذا وآخر الصلاة.